My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition today is no longer a luxury. It's a hands-down necessity, and it is allowing us to be better at what we do during the day because our body is in a better place. The thing is, many of us still come from a time when we still associate mentally and maybe even emotionally that we have plenty of time before we have to start focusing on our health. And that really just comes from the environment that we were raised in when most of the health conditions and health problems kind of happened to people in the geriatric part of our families. And around us, we usually saw the older people with health problems. I think it was that way for a period of time. And I think the reason that it was because many of them at that point in time were raised on healthier foods. They ate a better, more balanced diet. They had more activity. They were not sitting around as much. They worked harder. Their bodies were forced to become stronger. And when they got to that point in their life, they started to break down. But then we fast forward to today's world where we sit most of the time, we are sedentary, we are under more stress than ever before, we eat a diet that brings very little to the plate and very little to the sustenance of our body. And at the same time, it allows us to start feeling older at a much younger age. It's very common today to hear people now having at one time called geriatric diseases at a younger age. It's very common to hear of a 30-year-old having a cardiovascular problem or type 2 that was old age-related diabetes to now be in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. We have to realize that what we are doing and what we are not doing is actually putting us into a category of having a harder amount of a harder road to follow, if you will, because of what we've done to our bodies and what we fail to do every single day. Things like not getting enough rest, you know, not drinking enough water, not eating our vegetables, which is a big one. And we're going to be talking about that today. I want to tell everybody that if you're just tuning in for the first time, I'd love to welcome you to the show. If you're back again, welcome back. Many of you have been listening to my show for well over 30 years. And the other ones, if you're just tuning in for the first time, I hope that you'll take away something every day. I keep the topics relevant for today's world, and at the same time, I keep them up to date. So they actually apply to the things we're doing, the way we're living, and the way we're acting, and the environments that we live in today. It's great to have a history from the past, but it's better to be able to have something that we can reach out, grab, and apply to the things we are experiencing at the moment. When you tune into the show, sometimes I'll be on my own. Sometimes I'll bring you the best guest in the industry, but I guarantee you that the topics are always relevant for today's world. You'll also have me, you know, steering you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. And I do that with good reason. I want everyone to be able to get a full service environment when they go to their health food store, which means get their questions answered, choose from the highest quality products, create relationships with people that can help you have a better dialogue with your health. Because the more you learn, the better education and information you bring to the table, the more likely you are to have a better success and feel more comfortable having that open dialogue with your medical practitioners. Stay Healthy Health Food Store is Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They're also the place that I send you because I know the results you'll get when you go there. And I think that's important. Every day I hear from people saying, thank you for sending me to Stay Healthy. They were so helpful. They got my questions answered, and I was heading in completely the wrong direction, and they gave me the tools I need to kind of tailor it to exactly my specifications, because that's very important today, because we're all different. There is no one size fits all. And if we think that we do have that, we're sorely mistaken, because everybody's different. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage. Leave your email at stayhealthylasvegas.com for great coupons and newsletters and all that in-the-know information that's so vital today. And, of course, like them on Facebook as well. Well, today we're going to be talking about our greens, and obviously all of us come from a time and a point in time when we were told to eat our vegetables, and now you're probably in many cases a parent or an adult or a grandparent, and I'm sure you're saying those exact words to your friends, your family, your extended families, eat your vegetables. You know, the thing about eating our vegetables today is, you know, I remember when we were growing up, we were always told to eat our vegetables every single day. It wasn't about serving size. It's just you were given vegetables on your plate and you just ate it. You know, they want us to eat at one point at least a couple servings of vegetables. Now they're talking we should be eating 5, 7, 8, 9, 10 servings of vegetables a day. Why do you think it's so much more today? I think there's a lot of reasons. First of all, the quality of the nutrition that we get from our supplementation today from our vegetables and fruits is much less. A lot of people have a tendency to choose organic produce, and I think that's wonderful. And if you can afford the organic produce and it fits into your budget, it is better for you. But probably not better for the same reason that you think you're getting a better vegetable. The way that I like to describe organic produce is it's all about what you're not getting. Of course, you're getting something that's healthier and better for you. There's probably a little bit more nutrition in all of it. But what you're not getting are the chemicals and the preservatives and the additives and all of the pesticides and everything they add to the fruits and vegetables and the plants and the soil. None of that is there. So you're actually ahead of the game right from the get-go when you're using organic. And it's really, truly about what you're not getting, and you're not getting any of those poisons on your fruits and vegetables. And I think that's important. You know, a lot of people don't realize that when you're getting fruits and vegetables from the store, you bring them home, you want to incorporate them in, you need to wash them really well, and what you see come off of them is quite astounding sometimes. A lot of people bring their fruits and vegetables home, they don't wash them at all. They don't even think about that. We just think that they're clean because they're there, but they're not. So make sure that you set up a routine that when you get home from the grocery store, you run a sink of cold water and then run another sink of cold water. And then that sink, you can put vinegar, which is very good, and just put your vegetables in there and just kind of wash them off and then rinse them off and then put them into freshening containers and green bags and things that you can keep to keep them fresh as longer as possible before they, you know, die an ugly death in your bottom crisper of your refrigerator, you know, which happens a lot. They also say today that about 1/4 of Americans eat 3 or more servings of vegetables a day. That's awful. That's so terrible. Because the thing about vegetables is they do bring good nutrition to the body, not what they used to when the soil was rich and the soil was full of nutrients and the soil actually had good things to put into the plants that went into the fruit, because our soils are so eroded today. But they still do bring good things to the plate, and they also bring fiber. And fiber is very, very important. Now, one thing you want to remember is when you start eating your greens, a lot of people just have a hard time. You know, they kind of stick with the standard greens like corn or broccoli or maybe celery or tomatoes. And that's great. Just consider, you know, corn basically a sugar starch. So we don't digest it hardly at all. So just remember that what we want to do is we want to eat vegetables that bring a lot to the plate. The darker green the vegetable, the better you're going to do as far as the nutrition that you're bringing to your body. But I mean, venture out and try. Of course, with today's internet, you can just type in a vegetable like beet greens, and they will tell you 50 different recipes on how to prepare them. Bring a new vegetable home with the ones that you already enjoy every time you go to the grocery store. Try something new, colored greens and better things for spinach. See, you'll learn more, and then your spectrum of vegetables that you enjoy will grow dramatically, and you'll have a lot more choices, which means you'll try a lot more, and you'll take yourself out of that little box that you put yourself in, whether it's because you're rebelling against being forced to eat vegetables as a kid, or they just don't sell the vegetables from the drive-thrus that we're going through every single day. So, yes, we need to make sure that we are fitting them into our diet. I know a lot of people that grind their vegetables, they juice their vegetables. That's all good. Make sure that you wash them, because when you're juicing, remember the rinds and everything. If there's pesticides on there, you're carrying that into your smoothie and your juice. So, of course, make sure you're cleaning them up. I became an advocate of talking about greens many, many years ago because I grew up in a place where greens were just part of the diet. I'm one of those oddities that would rather eat a bowl of Brussels sprouts than a chocolate bar, you know, where other people would go for the chocolate first. I love vegetables and I enjoy them very, very much. I also like protein. That's the reason I can't be a vegetarian, but I do love vegetables. But years ago, I really started to do the intense studying, and I found out that even though I get a lot of vegetables in my diet, a lot of salads and all that good stuff, I still need to supplement my diet a little bit further. And I think that that's very important for us to realize that we need to make sure that we're doing everything we can to get these green nutrients into our body. Now, when you start using vegetables in your diet, you're going to see that there are great things for you to be able to benefit from. But I think when you really take a look at the big picture, you're going to think to yourself, how can I take this a step farther? Well, when you decide to start getting healthy, and let's say that you're doing a smoothie every day, or you have a glass of juice. Although I'm a big advocate of protein, I'm a bigger advocate of bringing greens into the diet. I talk a lot about Barleen's products, and I talk a lot about their greens, and I've been talking about their greens for a very, very long time. And because they're a company that listens to the consumer, they know that not everybody is going to use a greens product. I don't mind the greens at all. I love opening up the container and seeing the rich, dark, emerald, beautiful, dense concentrates of all these wonderful, beautiful probiotics and enzymes and lignans and all these beautiful things that are in there. These greens, I love it. But not everybody does. Now, so some people can take a scoop of this and throw it in juice. I can shake it up and drink it and I'm good. I can throw a scoop of this in plain yogurt, mix it up and eat it and enjoy it. Some people like things that are flavored. So we're going to talk about some of those today as well. But I do, and of course, I want to make sure that the one thing that we do remember is that just getting these greens into your body is going to make a dramatic difference for you. And I think that that's really important. When you bring greens into your body, we get natural benefits like we do from eating fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables naturally cleanse out our organs. They help our elimination. They help our digestive system. When you're eating more greens at your meals, you have a better digestive gut. They naturally boost our immune system. They build our blood. We know that when people are going through different kinds of therapies, the doctors will recommend more and more green vegetables to keep their blood healthy, to keep their iron levels up, to keep them healthy in a better way, and knowing that the benefits are going to make dramatic differences. When you bring in a greens powder, you're taking it to the next level. You're bringing in vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients and fiber concentrates and herbal tonics and herbal antioxidants and nutrient concentrates. And every time you bring this into your body has pure 100% usable, digestible, and assimilatable nutrition. It doesn't need to worry about breaking it down, because some people will say, well, you know, when I eat vegetables, I have a rough time with my digestive tract. Vegetables give me gas, or they cause me to burp, or they don't sit well in my stomach. Well, that's a bigger problem. That's more of a problem of bad digestion. You can address that with digestive enzymes, which will make everything that you eat more digestible. But one thing to remember, when you bring greens in, greens support your digestive system. So when you take a look at these beautiful products, you know, you have to start to think of some of the food products as important as some of our supplement products. We know that taking a good multiple vitamin every single day is important. We know that a probiotic is important. We know taking our vitamin D and taking our calcium and, of course, our omega-3 fatty acids definitely at the top of the pyramid. But sometimes we have to also take a look at some of the nutrition and how we do it with our foods, because that is really, really important. So remember, when you take a look at the big picture, ask yourself, how can I build a stronger house? When can I put myself into a category when I'm getting better digestion? What can I do to make my body and this temple that I live in healthier? I mean, what can I do to make it stronger? Well, obviously, getting more rest, drinking more water, staying active, staying healthy, balancing your stress, that goes without saying. But what things can I bring in that make my body work better? Greens are very important because they build all the things in the body that we need to have in a healthy manner, like our blood and our organs and our immune system and our digestive system. These are important, vital things. And when people start using greens, I will hear from them and they're just like, you know, I heard you talk about these for years and years and years, and I never took the time to really put myself into a category where I should be supplementing these. And I just decided to give it a try, and I can't believe how much different I feel. And that's very, very true. You know, when I travel, I bring my greens with me. You know, I figured out ways to do it in double Ziploc bags, and sometimes I'll just bring a whole container. But, you know, the thing is, I can slam it down with just juice if I want to, but I bring shaker cups. You know, I'll bring protein powder, and I'll put the protein powder in, and you can always get milk if you have to, or juice, or even water. And I'll just throw my greens in with whatever protein I'm bringing, and I'll just shake it up and drink it. I really like being able to start my day with that. I think that it really does make a difference in the way that I think and the way that I start my day. Because, I mean, even if you're traveling and you're in a hotel, you still want to start your day off on the right foot. You know, no matter where I am, if I'm going to be doing my radio show, I'm going to drink this before I do my show. Because it's just part of my day. It doesn't matter where I am, I'm going to start it the same way. So the greens, the organic greens, they're fantastic. They bring so many nutrients, nutrient-dense foods into this. You know, things like organic barley leaf and oat leaf and barley juice and wheat juice and oat juice and spirulina and organic flax meal and chlorella and spinach and astragalus and schizandra and just so many things. It's loaded. So when someone says, is it jam-packed full of nutrients? Oh, yeah, it definitely is. And I love that it's organic as well. So when you start looking at greens, look no further than the Barlean's greens and the original formula, the organic. I think everybody should start there. You should really understand the richness and the denseness and the concentration of these beautiful greens, because you'll get a new respect for the quality of greens. It'll also tell you that you're going to have to eat a ton of vegetables to be able to get what you get in this. Now, I don't recommend this as a replacement. I recommend this as an addition to getting your vegetables every day, because you get a lot of fiber from your vegetables and they're nutritious for your body. So if you're getting your 3, 4, 5 servings of vegetables a day, I think that's great. Go for more if you can, and then bring in the greens on top of it, because it will dramatically take you to a healthier place. And I think you'll be able to really get a good look at the big picture of what these things do for your body. Now, a lot of people, I just had someone chime in. She says, I've been using the Barlean's greens for the longest time. I use them during chemo and radiation. My oncologist recommended them because he uses them as well. Not only did it give me energy, but it helped my body recover faster. And that's a good thing. She said, also, I had a terrible taste in my mouth that I couldn't get rid of after chemo. And when I started using the organic greens, it really just freshened my body from the inside. That's great. I mean, that's so good to hear. You know, there are a lot of people out there that brush their teeth. They take 2-3 showers a day. But either because of bad diet or bad elimination, or they're not getting the garbage out of their bodies like they should, they have an odor. The odor comes out when they're at the gym, when they sweat. It comes out through their breath. It even comes out through urine and stool and very foul-smelling kind of odors. And these are also people that I know that have the best hygiene in the world. They chew gum. They brush their teeth. They use mouthwash. They have great oral hygiene. But many times it's not coming from there, from the mouth. It's coming from the gut. And we need to purify the digestive system, which means drink more water, take a good probiotic, eat a lot of vegetables and fruits. But bring in your greens. Greens have a very powerful way of helping to deodorize the body from the inside out. And when you're using very concentrated greens, you're going to notice a dramatic difference. You'll be the first to know, and the people around you as well, if odor is an issue. there's a lot of greens that are out there. A lot of them taste like candy. And if they're tasting like super duper candy, read your label and make sure that they've been sweetened with natural things and not just sweetened with a bunch of just artificial colors and preservatives. Because greens, if you're using an organic green, it should taste like greens. That's where the benefit is. Now, Barlean's understands, and because they listen. They listen to the reps, they listen to the consumers, they take all this information, and when they bring it back, they talk about the idea of bringing in something that is going to answer the questions and the needs of us, the consumer. Now, I have a lot of friends of mine that can use the organic greens, but I also have some friends that choose, you know, they're not the greens kind of person. So, and that's okay. That's perfectly fine. So Barlean's has found a way to be able to incorporate other kinds of greens. Now, the berry greens is another product to choose from. I love this product as well. I've used them all. This is nature's powerful superfood, of course, with a berry flavor. It has the concentrated organic green foods. It's got fruits and berries and fiber. Wonderful, wonderful product. It has the herbal antioxidants and tonics and plant lignans and probiotics and enzymes. And of course, it's vegan, soy-free, non-GMO, and gluten-free. Very, very easy to use. Now, this would be more for someone that wants a little bit of that sweetness. You know, they just need a little something. Now, they may mix this in water in the morning. They may add this to their smoothie. They may add this to their juice. They may add it to plain yogurt. And you get the greens, but you get the berry flavor as well. It's very delicious. You know, I guess I've been just taking this stuff for so long, I don't need to have the sweetness to it. But if I reach in my cabinet and this is the one that I grab, I'm going to enjoy it. You know, because I've done them all and I like them all because I like the idea of knowing that I'm putting something in that's going to make a difference. And today we have to be choosier about what we decide to put in our body because it's so easy to put the bad stuff in because it's convenient, because it's easy, because it allows us and it affords us a way of being able to just choose what we want, when we want, and wherever we want. Food and unhealthy, good-tasting stuff that's no good for us is on every corner. And as far as how we choose our supplements, is a very, very big field. You'll never hear me talk badly about a company and their products. You just probably won't hear me talk about them. And I just think that silence basically tells it all. But I won't say a bad thing because I don't think that all supplements are created equal. And I don't think that all greens are created equal, just like I don't think that all omega-3s and multiple vitamins and probiotics are created equal. I choose to work with the product lines that I know if I recommend them, people will get the benefits because of the quality and the integrity of the line. And that's extremely important. With Barlean's, you've been hearing me talk about their line for well over 20 some years. And when you incorporate in family business, you know, that has grown to where it is today, and the integrity and the quality and the testing and, you know, the great raw products that they use, their products are consistently really high quality. So, you know, every time they've added another division and another layer and another branch on that Barlean's tree of a different kind of area that they're focusing in, as well as the other things that they focus on a regular basis, there's a reason for it. There's a need, there's a demand, and they found a way to bring the quality to service the demand. And when their greens came out, I was ecstatic. I was really, really happy that they have these. And then the line just got bigger with more alternatives, more choices, and I guess allowing people to find the one that's just for them. In all my years of doing this, I have one thing that I've probably recommended more than anything else is that, well, a couple things. Never judge your beginning of your healthy journey by somebody else that's been on it for a year because you can't compete because they have a year ahead of you of getting better and healthier. You have to base your journey on yourself and on the things that you're doing today and how you were and where you are today and where you're going to be next week, next month, next year. It's always based on you. Don't compare. And the other thing is just because something is working in a certain dosage or a category for friends or people that you're around does not mean it will work exactly the same way for you and vice versa. That's why having people that you can talk to and getting information about what you reach out and take off a shelf from a health food store can really make the difference. So I choose quality and integrity. I try to make sure that you have the information. So when you go to stay healthy and you're looking at the greens, you're going to look and you're going to say, oh, there's the Barlean's greens. That's the one Jeff talks about, you know, and you'll be able to do that with a positive affirmation that you know that it has the quality and it meets the standards of the things that I want to recommend. Because I'm not going to just recommend something to you just because I think that it looks good. I want to recommend something to you because either I'm using it or I've seen the way that it's manufactured or I've seen the studies on it or I know the quality and integrity, and I want you to be able to choose something that you can walk away from after using and say, I get it. I see why he recommended this. I can't believe how well it worked for me as well. Now, are there going to be people out there that are going to try something and not get the great results? Of course, because of what we're doing. But then you can talk with them and create a conversation, and you many times will find out that it's something else that they're missing or something else that they're using, or they have an obstacle that they didn't realize was an obstacle. Like they're on medications that may be blocking the benefits of a supplement, or their diet has not changed, or they're eating all the bad things and didn't give it up because they thought by doing something good, it would erase all the bad things. No, there needs to be changes. We don't get the magic wand, and we don't get the, you know, have the cake and eat it too. We just don't. Obviously, if you're an adult today, you're doing things that need to be looked at from a different direction. Let's just face it, we all do. We all have our habits and our vices and our weaknesses and our likes and our hates and all those things. So we have to sometimes realize that if we've decided that we're heading down a healthy journey and we want to work on our body and our health and our digestive system and our blood and alkalinity and all that good stuff and keep our immune systems better and healthier, we need to eat more fruits and vegetables. We should choose organic if we can. And we should choose better and more quantity of these fruits and vegetables. But then again, we should also think about bringing in greens because it will make a dramatic difference in our overall health. So two of them we talked about so far, the organic greens and the berry greens. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I got two more to talk to you. So you're definitely going to have a choice. There's going to be one that you can choose, but you might just like even more than one. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Know why native Pacific Island populations have enjoyed such a high level of health and energy over the centuries? One reason is coconut oil. That's why Barlean's Organic Oils offers their island fresh, cold pressed, extra virgin coconut oil to anyone who wants to experience its many health benefits. Barlean's 100% organic coconut oil may support the structure and function of the immune system, the cardiovascular system, healthy metabolism, and energy production, as well as hair and skin care. Stop by your nearest natural food store today and savor the great-tasting, fresh-pressed, extra-virgin coconut oil as only Barlean's can create. Barlean's Organic Oils, from our family to yours.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Dive deep into heightened mental alertness, strength, and mobility as your body absorbs omega-3 nutrients. A transformation of energy, radiance, and vitality is restored. A new, healthier, and balanced you has surfaced from Barlean's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. Barlean's fish comes from the Earth's purest, most pristine cold waters. A four-generation family fishing heritage guarantees that every drop has the highest levels of beneficial omega-3s, which are essential in support overall health, such as increased energy, joint mobility, mental clarity, and heart health. The International Fish Oil Standards, the world's strictest testing lab, has honored Barlean's Fresh Catch Fish Oil with the highest five-star rating. Try these delicious, all-natural citrus flavors, and you'll see why Barlean's was voted the 2010 Essentials and Top Gear Awards for Best Fish Oil. Barlean's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. It's freshness you can feel.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
Olive trees are one of the longest living species on Earth. Many living today are over 1,000 years old. Why? Because of their unique defense system against diseases, fungus, bacteria, and viruses. Great news! These valuable olive leaf actives have been researched as an effective immune support. One daily teaspoon of Barlean's Olive Leaf Complex natural peppermint flavored extract gives you perfect immune support with its antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal defense, which is why it was voted the esteemed Vitae Award for the best new natural remedy. Arlene's olive leaves are picked at sunrise, pressed on site, and processed within minutes, making it the world's freshest. The antioxidant capacity is almost double green tea extract, 400% higher than vitamin C, and packs more potent antioxidants than any super juices. Arlene's olive leaf complex. Olive, that protection in one bottle.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Radua Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They are Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley. They're getting ready to celebrate their 35th anniversary coming up in March, and their anniversary celebration will be March 2nd from 11:30 till 4, and you'll be able to actually stop by the store and get all kinds of things like... They'll have drawings, they'll have demos, they'll have all kinds of great stuff going on that day, and I think you'll love it. 11:30 to 4, Saturday, March 2nd, go by and help them celebrate their anniversary, and go by the store every day. Every time you go, you'll get a better education. It is a full-service store, the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service every single day. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Charleston and Rancho. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Well, today we're talking about the line of products from Barlean's. We're talking about the greens category today. Yeah, we've been hearing it since we're kids. Eat your greens. And, you know, we all went out on our own after being home and having to clean our plates and eat our greens. And we decided we'll eat what we want. And some of us just never came back. Well, I'll tell you what, getting greens into your diet and getting greens powders into your diet is going to make a dramatic difference in your health. Now, like I said, we talked about the organic greens, which I love. We talked about the berry greens, which I love as well. But now we're going to get into kind of tailoring it for you and maybe your family and finding a way that, you know, we can kind of be a little sneaky with the family and giving them something that tastes so delicious they're not even going to know how good it is for them. I want to start with the strawberry kiwi greens. This is delicious and it's refreshing and it's this delicious, just wonderful fruit flavor. It's got the antioxidant power of berries and fruits and vegetables, and it's a favorite. People love it. They drink it like a natural juice. Kids love it. A lot of athletes use it. You can mix it in your smoothies. You can throw it in your yogurt. It's great in just plain yogurt because it just tastes like strawberry kiwi yogurt. And that's great. It's a great way to get those extra fruits and vegetables that we need in our diet. It's so delicious. And it's got all the other good things. It's non-GMO, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, vegan, all that good stuff. But this is a great replacement for juice and sugar juices because you can mix it with cold water and you can actually serve it like a juice. Looks like a juice, smells like a juice. You know, sometimes we can just get this wonderful stuff in. I think you're going to really, really enjoy the benefits of using the strawberry kiwi. It's delicious. It's got such a wonderful, good, nice, sweet taste to it with no aftertaste. And I think that that's awesome. So if you're looking for something that might just give you a little bit of a beneficial way of tasting amazing on your palate, you're going to love it. If you mix it in water, it's only 25 calories. That's pretty good. It's only got 1 gram of sugar. It's got the greens and fruits and vegetable blend. It's got the fiber blend. It's got the antioxidant blend. It's got all those wonderful things all mixed in. And you can mix it up, and it's delicious. I have people that I know that mix this up in a thermos, one of those really good like hydro flasks that keep things cold all day. And they drink it throughout the day. And you know what? It just tastes good. Sometimes you just want something a little sweet on your palate. And rather than running in for a coffee with 4 tablespoons of sugar in it, or a sweetened drink, or a sugar drink, or a sports drink, wouldn't it be nice to be able to have something that kind of satisfied the, you know, the kind of taste bud kind of stimulation that we need, but also at the same time did something really good for us? And I think that that's quite awesome. So definitely keep that one in mind. You're going to find that it's delicious tasting. Your kids are going to love it. You're going to love it. You know, so why not try something that really tastes delicious? And I love that Barlean's decided to come out with something that is going to work on our palate. Our palates need to be stimulated. Our palates are kind of a double-edged sword. our palates get to taste things, and if we like the taste, we usually will enjoy eating them and we'll do it more often. The bad side is that unhealthy food tastes really good to our palate. And we get used to the taste of heavy sweets and starches and carbs and the crunches and the deep fried and the crispy and all that stuff. That's what our palate wants, because that's what our palate has learned how to eat, because we've done this to ourselves. So what happens is your palate knows what it wants, and it will drive you crazy to give it what it wants. And we usually give in because the palate runs the roost. The palate is what actually puts us into these unhealthy categories. But the thing is, when you decide to start getting healthy, get ready for your palate to throw a temper tantrum, because it's going to. And it will be talking to you. It'll be saying, like, don't eat all these salads. What is all this? Let's get something deep fried. Where's the burgers? Where's the fried chicken? You know, where's the chocolate? Let's come on. Let's go. And if you're a little bit weak and you show fear, you're going to give in. And then you're done, and then you got to start all over again. But if you push back and you turn down the volume of the palate and you start really enjoying what you're doing, chewing your food and getting the flavors out of a healthier way of eating, I'm not saying you have to give every single thing up. Nobody is. But I'm saying that you could fortify your diet with more healthy things in it rather than having all unhealthy. What will happen is within a week, maybe 2 weeks, your palate will start to say, this isn't so bad. This tastes good. I like this. This is actually okay. Because you can retrain your palate. But, you know, it's like teaching an infant how to take a nap. They're going to give you all the resistance they can. They don't want to take a nap. And then when they get to be like 2 and 3 taking a nap, no, they don't want to do that. But after a while, you know, they're going to get into a routine, and the routine goes the way it is. And you can't back down, because if they look you in the eyes, you're done. You know, so the power of a 2 and 3 year old is like the power of your palate, very strong. But the thing is, after a while, routines get better and palates get more adjusted, and they start to realize that healthy can be delicious and good tasting and enjoyable. So because of all of that, Barlean's knows that not every single person is going to do organic greens for whatever reason. Now, you can throw it in your smoothie and you don't even know it's there. I will throw a smoothie, and I'll have almond milk and fruit and chia seeds and ground flax, and I'll throw my omega-3 fish oils in there. I'll throw my flaxseed oil in there. I'll throw my greens. You know, it's just really delicious. You can't even taste the greens. But some people are just like, oh, I can taste them. You know, I just reminds me of mowing the grass. Well, okay. So for those people, there's the strawberry kiwi greens. And then it allows you to have something different. So keep in mind the superfruit strawberry kiwi greens powder. You're going to love it. And like I said, it's absolutely delicious. And then they took it one step farther. Knowing the state of affairs in this country with chocolate, the addiction, the relationship, and the way that people feel about their chocolate, they came out with the chocolate silk greens powder. Now, people that know me know I'm not a big chocolate person. I don't eat a lot of chocolate. I know, very weird. But I've tasted this, and it's absolutely delicious. Chocolate silk, rich, creamy, delicious antioxidant power of cocoa, fruits, and vegetables. This is a delicious superfood. It is loaded with antioxidants from fair trade cocoa and nutrients from more than a dozen fruits and vegetables. Non-GMO, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, vegan. It contains natural plant fiber from chicory and flaxseed. Now, you can add this to your favorite milk product, which means you can use it with soy milk, low-fat milk, 2%, whole milk, almond milk, cashew milk, any of them. You can also add it to your favorite yogurt. It's also good in your coffee. It's also good on top of your granola cereal. And when you add your milk, it just mixes right in. It's also really good this time of the year, served warm. Use it as a replacement for your hot chocolate. It's really, really good. I've had it hot. I've had it cold. I've had it in plain yogurt. It made the yogurt taste like chocolate. It was really good. I have a friend, and what she does every day is she uses kosher yogurt. She never buys anything with flavor. She takes a couple scoops in her bowl. She puts on her chocolate greens, mixes it all together. Then she adds strawberries or raspberries or sliced bananas. Every day. But of course, over the last year or so, she started adding, for the Barlenes, the Fortiflax, which is the ground flax, and chia seeds, started adding those in there because she knew she wanted, why not put some fiber in here and get the power of omega-3s and take my morning, you know, routine to another level. So you can get really creative. This is also really good. I have a really good friend, and she is a chocoholic, but she eats the good stuff. She'll use chocolate almond milk. She'll throw her ice cubes in the blender. She'll throw in frozen raspberries, frozen strawberries. She'll throw a banana in there. She throws chia seeds, ground flax, throws her fish oils and cod liver oil, throws her chocolate greens in there, and she throws 3 squares of dark chocolate into her blender every morning. And she blends it up, drinks it at home and on her way to work. Sometimes she makes a double batch, takes one batch to work, shakes it up, keeps it cold. She is a amazing sounding board for this product, because she tells everybody, you know, you want something that has the chocolate flavor. You want something that you can really enjoy, but also does something back for you. This is what she uses. And she, believe me, it's a daily thing. I love the idea of using this with kids. I have a friend of mine, she has 4 teenagers, and she's been listening to my show since she was a kid. So believe me, you know, when she was younger with her, just starting her family, she was tuning in. So I've known her and her family for over 30 years. Her kids in the kitchen, she has 3 blenders set up on her kitchen countertop because one of her kids would rather mix it with yogurt than the blenders. So she went out, she said, I just bought their blenders. They have their own blender. On her kitchen counter, she has protein powders. She has all of the greens there. She has jars that have chia seeds, walnuts, almonds, Brazil nuts, pecans. She's got frozen bags of organic fruits in the refrigerator. They get up every morning. They just do their thing. They throw in their ice cubes. Everyone, one likes chocolate, one likes fruits. The other one likes the taste of the greens, loves the greens, throws actually spinach and other greens in the blender with the organic greens because they love this greens taste. And the other one mixes whatever he does in yogurt. So how cool is this? I mean, the kids are smart. They're very attentive. They're good in school. But I just like that they've decided to embrace this. Because I think we've lost on the youth of today the importance of getting nutritionally sound. Because I don't think that people that are, let's say, 30 and 40 have done a really good job of taking care of themselves. And they're starting to notice that, you know, they're falling into some of the gaps that they at one time thought was only for older people. Because I talk to people in their 30s and 40s all the time, and they're just like, I can't believe that I'm falling apart. You know, I just found out I got blood pressure, high sugar, I've got high cholesterol, my joints are hurting, my gut doesn't work, I'm constipated, my skin has broke out, my eyes are changing dramatically, I've got a terrible taste on my tongue, I mean, my feet are bothering me, I've got varicose veins, my fingernails are falling off, my hair is falling, and I hear this all the time, and I'm just like, well, when did you decide that it was time to start getting healthy, when all of this happened? You know, sometimes that's the trigger. Sometimes running into the wall face first more than once will actually be a motivator for us to start getting healthy. It's hard to think about fixing something that doesn't seem broken. And I get that. You know, if you're going along every day, you get up every day, you got energy, you eat your food, you have a good life, you're making money, you're spending it, you're traveling it, you have a great time, you're not really sick, you don't think about stopping and saying, well, you know, I may be sick down the road, I should start doing some good things. It's just human nature to not think about things until it's broken. You know, and I don't think we're going to change that. But if we can make some changes along the way, like have a smoothie every morning, just a smoothie every morning to take your multiple vitamins and your omega-3s with can dramatically change your world. If you get up every day and you throw your protein powder and your beverage and your greens and some fruit and some good fiber into a blender and you drink that in the morning and you take your vitamins and your omega-3s and your vitamin D and you head out the door, your day will be better for it. You will feel better. You will be stronger. You'll have more energy. You'll definitely feel a lot better than you did without that. Or if you're used to stopping at the fast food restaurants and getting a 900 calorie breakfast, that just is going to raise your cholesterol and taste good on your palate once again for a short period of time. Wash it down with a big soda. You know, yeah, you're going to feel good at the moment, but are you doing anything for your body for the rest of the day, for your immune system, for your digestive system, for your focus, your concentration? No, you're not doing any of that at all. And the only way you're going to know the difference is to make a difference and to try something. Today, we're learning about many different things. And what I usually will tell people, the best way to learn about how this will work with you is to try it. You know, when it comes to greens, try them. Pick one and try it. If that's not quite the right one for you, try another one. You'll have more than one within these four that are going to make a difference. And get creative with the way you use it. You know, yogurts and smoothies are really good delivery systems. You know, and just change it up with different fruits. You can change the flavors all the time. The chocolate one, you're pretty well stuck with chocolate. And you're really not going to go with juice. You're going to go with either water or some kind of a creamy beverage of some kind. You know, I have friends that put it in their coffee. They love it. They put it in their coffee every single day. I have a friend, and she does this every day because she loves iced coffee. So she makes like 3 cups of coffee in the morning. And when it just, she does it early. And then before she leaves, she pours the 3 cups into the blender and puts ice in there. And she blends it because she wants iced coffee. It's fine. She makes it really strong. And then to that, she'll add a little almond milk. She will throw in like 2 tablespoons of coconut oil, which is amazing in coffee. And she uses the culinary coconut oil, so there's no tropical taste. Barlean's makes that as well. And then she throws in her chocolate greens, and she blends it up. She puts it in a big cup, and she drinks it on the way to work. She said, I was spending $5-6 every single day stopping to get this iced coffee drink that didn't taste anywhere close to this. And she said, not only am I saving a ton of money, she goes, that I'm making it my way and I know what's in it. And I think that that is brilliant because people are coffee based today. And if you would just make regular coffee at home, you could dress it up yourself. You know, pick up some of the Barlean's coconut oil, pick up some of the greens. You can throw it in your coffee as well. If you're doing smoothies, take your smoothie to the next level. You know, add some organic frozen fruit. The reason I personally am an advocate of frozen fruit is probably selfishly on my side because I know when I buy fresh fruit, it always goes bad. Always. Something comes up and I don't use it or I blend it up. I just don't. The fruits and vegetables not so much, but fruits, they go to my house to die. But if they're frozen, they last a long time. They're always ready to go. And you just throw them in your smoothie in the morning. They get ground up. They're delicious, and you know that they're still good. Now, there's nothing better than throwing fresh fruits in the summer and things in and throwing melons in your smoothies and stuff like that with juices and water and unbelievably delicious. You know, chopped up watermelon and cantaloupe and honeydew with water and ice and the kiwi strawberry powder. Oh, my goodness. It's fantastic. It is so, so delicious. I have friends, and they make the kiwi strawberry, and she actually mixes it up, and she puts it in her little popsicle maker that she got from Walmart or something, I don't know. And she fills them up, puts the sticks in them, and she makes popsicles from strawberry kiwi greens. How cool is that? Her kids come home, they eat these popsicles, they just love the taste of it, but they're getting greens and fruits. And all of these wonderful antioxidants. I think that's brilliant. I have another friend, and she makes the kiwi strawberry, and she fills those old kind of ice cube trays. And when they freeze, she takes them out, puts them in a Tupperware container, and she'll make more. And what she does is when she fills her water bottle, she puts about 7 or 8 of those in her water bottle. And then she fills her water bottle throughout the day. She knows that because they eventually melt down, she's getting the benefit of the greens. And by the end of the day, they're all melted. They're in the liquid. She's drank it all and it had a lot more water because the water tastes so much better. It's all about creativity. It's all about putting yourself into a category where you know and you understand that making a difference is something that we can all do. And I think we just need to embrace the idea that we do need to take responsibility. And we need to start taking better care of the things we put in our body every single day. I would love for people to eat a lot more greens and a lot more fruits. I would love people to choose organic if possible and if it fits the budget. But I also, no matter how many fruits and vegetables you're consuming, and tons of my vegans and vegetarians who eat a lot of vegetables and fruits, still use the greens because they know the power of greens. They know the power of alkalinity. They know the power of refreshing your digestive system and the power of your gut and building your blood by eating these beautiful greens. They know what it does for the body because they've been living on a vegetarian or vegan diet for a long time. So change your world in a very easy way by bringing in some greens. When you go to Stay Healthy, ask them to show you the Barlean's greens, the original organic, the berry greens, the chocolate silk, and the kiwi strawberry. Four amazing greens products that allow you a way of getting good quality nutrition and antioxidants and these wonderful nutrients into your body in an amazing, delicious way. Are you going to like them all? Maybe. Are you going to like one probably over all of them? Probably. Because you're going to find the one that just registers with you and your palate, and the one that registers and allows you and affords you a better way of getting these into your system, and you're going to feel better than you have in such a long time. Greens really are a way of starting your day off on the right foot. You know, they say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Not everybody is an eggs and toast and bacon kind of person, although many people are. But more people can start their day off in a very easy way by just dusting off that old blender and throwing some kind of a milk product or a juice or water in there with some ice cubes and some frozen fruit, and then throwing in some kind of protein powder and, you know, throw a little bit of greens in there and throw some flax seeds and chia seeds. See, I look at the smoothie differently than most people do. I look at it as a way of getting a whole bunch of stuff out of the way first thing in the morning. I know that if I have my smoothie, I've got fish oil in there, cod liver oil, flaxseed oil, omega-3s. I'll throw yogurt in there, fruit in there, protein, greens, ice, fiber, all this stuff. It is loaded to the hilt. Is it worth it? Yeah. Does it make a difference? Absolutely. Does it allow me to feel better about starting my day with a little bit of something good in my gut? Absolutely. Is it worth the extra 5 minutes it takes to make it in the morning? Yes, it is. You know, everybody's rushed in the morning because they'd rather hit the snooze alarm three more times rather than getting up and doing something healthy for yourself. And then in a week or 2 weeks, finding out that you don't need the snooze alarm anymore because you're feeling better. Rather than just going through the motions of getting ready in the morning and getting through your day, you're going to feel better. You're going to start your day off and it's going to be midday and you're going to say, wow, it's already noon. Oh my goodness, it's lunchtime already? I still feel full. You're going to notice that as well. Because your body got something it could use rather than just something that tastes good. Head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out the full line of products from Barlean's. You know, everything from their fish oils to their flaxseed oils to their wonderful specialty oils to their fibers to their CBD, their greens, all those amazing things. They're all available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. If you ask anyone about any of the products, they can give you the dialogue and talk with you and answer your questions. They can do that on everything in the store. The best of the best every day at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. Help them celebrate their anniversary coming up on March 2nd is when they're going to celebrate. It'll be 11:30 to 4 p.m. It's a Saturday. Drawings, gifts, demos, specials, basket giveaways, all kinds of stuff. So stop by and you know, meet with the amazing people at Stay Healthy and help them celebrate their 35th anniversary here in the Las Vegas Valley. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. Closed on Sunday. Give them a thumbs up on Facebook. And when you go to their webpage, read the industry articles, leave your email, and you'll start getting newsletters and coupons and all kinds of in-the-know information. It's StayHealthyLasVegas.com. Sometimes I just go there to poke around, and I find out something that I didn't know. I also get information from their Facebook, and I share it on mine, Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I answer questions right on my Facebook page, so if you'd like to like it, you can ask me questions. I'll answer them to the best of my capabilities right on my Facebook page. And I want to thank you all for taking the time to tune in today. Check out the greens from Barlean's at Stay Healthy and tune into my show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. And remember, all the shows are podcast for your convenience. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.